That happened. Kyan West got married again. I mean, he got a new handler.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're going to say. Oh, he just got married. He's happy now, and now he'll change again because, well, he kind of went AWOL, you know. That's what happens with MKUltra and or robotic programming. Sometimes you got to keep upgrading it. You know, like how you had to keep upgrading Windows all the time on your computer. Hi, everybody. Welcome to When the Ancients Speak and also the Cutting Room Floor. The information that you're listening to is here to broaden your mind and horizon to let you know that, yes, you should and actually can be communicating with other spiritual beings, ancestors, higher divine beings, which are all around you, knowing full well that you're down here and you are the true future, not only of the human race, but also of this quadrant of the galaxy, because you are being created and have been created for the reason to become a superhero, essentially, and a lesser and or greater god when the time is correct, or goddess, depending on one's gender, if you accept the male-female gender stuff. We're here to talk about these things because they need to be talked about, because people have gone absolutely batshit crazy nowadays, and they call us nuts because we are channeled spirits that talk directly to you, telling you there are a lot of good spirits out there, and if you weren't supposed to communicate with them, how come you have a third eye that literally has cones in it like it can see into some other dimension? That is a biological fact. You were supposed to commune with other beings all the time, so much that our great creator put this amazing radio right in the center of your forehead so that it was located directly next to that big old brain of yours, so that you could talk to higher beings, higher dimensional beings, spirits, occasionally even bad spirits, because that was to be understood that that would happen. Not that you're trying to do anything bad, but occasionally when one is a good being, you're going to run into some bad ones every now and then. So that's the reality we're talking about today on the Cutting Room Floor. Those are the things that are true if you really want to know the truth. And you should be listening to us because we are the only ones that will bring it to you. Okay? Others, they're all trying to deceive you. They're trying to get you to join their faction so that they can absorb some part or even eventually all of your soul force energy when you leave this planet in death. Or they'll just feed and tendril and parasite off of you right now. That's why we're warning you so you can avoid these things. And that's part of what we do here, not only on Spirit Airwaves, which, by the way, this recording is going to be there. And, of course, for those of you listening on Spirit Airwaves, if you want to hear more of this, you can go to whentheancientspeak.com and join the Cutting Room Floor, which is free to join, and have much more of our discussions, especially things that are more in-depth that we can't really always talk about on the radio or on YouTube or any of the other social media. Now, with all that said, let me introduce to you Aridil. She and Michael have been together for many years, and they have a very unique way of seeing the world, because not only do they commune with channeled beings, they also have their own natural talents, skills, and abilities, and they're just pretty much ordinary people, just like many of you, those of you that aren't clones, those of you that aren't automatons or biological androids. I could think of a few. Elon Musk. And, you know, others, but you never know, of course. That's probably their way of looking at things, and maybe we're wrong about these things. We don't tell you that you have to believe that we're spirits that are being channeled through one individual who's been doing this for over 25 years, or the other individual who is part of this duo that we have all been attracted around and to, and that is Aridil. Or Victoria, if you wish to refer to as that, Victoria, I'd like to introduce you and say to you, hello, how are you doing today? And a lot of crazy things happen to the Kellys all the time, so we just wanted to let you know that we're bringing this to you so that we can help educate you so that you can evolve and or transcend, or whatever you wish to call it, to pass into the next higher dimension, where Father has many mansions that he wishes to open up to those of you. It's sort of like, you know, graduating from high school and now you're ready to go get a job in the big world. That's the way that Father really intended for all this to work. Not all that religious crazy crap where you're on your knees, you're standing up, you're bowing, you know, you're afraid to of your own shadow. No, that's not the creator we serve. We serve the great and divine creator who created everything, including all the bad guys. Hello, Aridil. How are you today?
Hi. And who are you?
You can call me Jason. I've spoken to you before on other occasions. I have been asked to kind of step in so that people like Stephen A. Jones and others can kind of catch a break for a few minutes because they're getting ready to do some stuff right now that is very important and has to do with Blog Talk Radio and some other stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, everybody, Stephen A. Jones popping in real quick. Listen, Jason is sort of a sidekick that occasionally speaks on my behalf. He's never really spoken before here or on the cutting room floor, but I wanted to introduce him because he's very helpful, and I have a few others. Hi, everybody, this is Juicy. I just wanted to say hi. I've been invited to be on not only the Blog Talk Radio thing, and Spirit Airwaves, but also I'm from a place called Fomoria, and, well, I'm a dragon. You don't have to believe that. I don't care what you believe, but I'm just part of all this, and I wanted to speak up and say hi again, because we're starting now to move forward. That's the new term, I guess, on Terra. We're all moving forward, so isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to speak up because I represent a larger group of beings like me, and we want to talk to you and let you know that it's okay. It's going to be okay. You guys are cool. You're going to be like superheroes and stuff. It's just so exciting. It just makes me want to dance. And sometimes I'm like, I kind of like to do the shuffle dance a little bit. I got like the crisscross legs going on and that kind of stuff. I know I look kind of silly because I'm like a dragon that walks upright. And I know there's all this stuff is going on your planet now where they're waking everyone up to dragons and things like that. I guess these things are appearing on games and online games and all this other stuff. I think that's wonderful. We're very excited. The word is finally getting out about the truth about the ice walls and dragons and stuff. You know, kind of like in those series that you were watching there with the woman who was the dragon mother. It was kind of like that. It's interesting how often art and history will kind of coincide at different times because there's things that they're trying to get you to understand and believe because there's also good forces at work too, people. And that's the beautiful thing. So that's what I wanted to say today, I thought. And I'll speak up a lot more, and there's probably a lot more that I have to say.
Yeah, believe me, she has a lot more she has to say, okay? We love Juicy, but sometimes she never shuts up. And that's okay, because, well, we need people, beings like this. When we use the term people here on Spirit Airwaves, we say it loosely, because we're referring to pretty much any existing being, or that has been a being, or that shall be a being. Because we explained all this before to everyone about how the past, present, and future all blend together. It's just that, you see, it's sort of like, think of it as like a cable. Past, present, and future all wrapped up in some kind of black tape, and you have to kind of cut into it, and you can pull one of them out at a time. Okay, I'm going to pull out the present. And that's where all of you are right now. You're stuck in that present loop because that's what they've done to you. You are caught within a device called the metronome of time. And what it does is it forces you to live one tick of the pendulum. One, two, one, two. Because you see, you are a divine soul, at least. Most of you are. Some of you aren't. Some of you are part of a divine soul. Some of you are fragments of souls. Some of you have no soul at the moment, or a tiny, tiny little sliver, because according to our grand creator, everyone retains at least a tiny, tiny little sliver of their soul so that at some time, say, a couple of million, if you were keeping track of years, that is, because time really only exists in this quadrant, in this area. So we wanted to fill you in on these things so that you would know that what is going on here is time is being used to create the prison of your planet. The prison planet, a term that we have heard used for many years by those that have been trying to warn you, for example, people like Alex Jones, whom everyone had a, I don't know, a conniption over, because he was always right, you see. And then nowadays, when you tell the truth, they're going to turn you into some kind of villain and try and kill you. Or in this case, you might be one of those beings out there that your job is to be part of the control mechanism. How shall we say, if you wanted to control everything, all thoughts on this planet, well, then you create the heroes and allow those heroes to take the slings and arrows while you secretly direct them from behind the scenes. You know, it's kind of like making a big movie, right? And you're the director. Which, by the way, is exactly what goes on in every government and all across the world, because really governments don't technically exist right now. And you're going to find that out too. It's all coming.
Yeah, everything's an illusion. Once you can understand what the Matrix movie was really about, they're just telling you the truth. Most of the people that you saw in those pods are still asleep. And the very few of you that do wake up know that your life is not going to be easy from that point on. You have to expect that you are going to come under ridicule, that you're going to be tested, that your endurance and your strength and your character will be completely pushed to the brink.
And because it is a matrix, hi everybody, this is Vladimir. And because it is a matrix, it reacts to numerology and certain types of influential spellcasting. They have been using spellcasting on you for thousands and thousands of years, all the while telling you that if you practice those things, that you're bad. No, it's the kind of energy work that you wish to practice that determines what kind of being you are, as the fruits of whatever you manifest.
Yeah. You know, because when we started trying to help people many, many years ago, we've been called everything from Satan's little helper to crazy, insane. But yet the only thing we've ever taught people how to do is to reconnect with the divine creator of the universe and how to protect yourself from the magic that is pushed upon this Matrix, this planet we call Terra, Earth, whatever you would like. And if you don't believe that that doesn't happen, even though you may not believe in spell casting and magic, the people who do it have been doing it for centuries and they did a great job.
And this is Matilda, and I just wanted to say that for a lot of years, before I actually came to Homeland, before I passed away, I worked in the city. I had a job. I was essentially a head secretary of a secretary pool. It was an amazing time, really. It was back in the early aspects of what it was like to live in the cities, you know. The hustle and bustle and all those things that went on. And when I came to the fourth dimension and passed through the plane of ash, because a lot of you are going to have to do that, and I found the fourth dimension, it all made sense to me. It was a beautiful place that we created, and they call these, they're calling them now disc worlds. Disc worlds. It's like a flat pancake. I heard you talk about the pancake thing before. Think of a flat pancake, okay? Because that's why you got all the flat earthers pulling their hair out and just going crazy, because they're like, come on. Come on, people. Look at the computations. It's definitely flat. But it's like stacks of pancakes, and then they were saying how you like shave the edges down. I heard that the other day. I thought it was a very clever way to describe how it can be both round and flat at the same time, because it's like dimensional stacking. And in between each of the stacks is like a fluidic barrier. And we're like the third pancake up, right? And there's two more underneath us, and there's like a whole bunch above us.
Yeah.
And in between each layer is like some like maple syrup, right? But that's the viscosity of the fluidic things that they talk about with the fluidic univites. Okay, so they're right about this. In between the pancakes, you got this protection that they call they're calling it the firmament, right?
Yes.
But you could actually see through each level into what is a star pattern. And the star pattern is your universe that surrounds all of these things. And it's like a map to show you where to jump to so that you can get to. That's what Father, he painted the whole universe like that. And all the stars are up there because they're there. You can actually reach out and say, I want to go to that star. But yet you can't really go through outer space to get to that star, but you can jump to that star, you see? And then once you're there, you're in that area of that matrix. There is outer space that surrounds each of them as a buffer zone. That's like the end buffer zone, like the edge of the map of the world, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's what it is, people. And I know that they talk about it sometimes, but I hear them say, yeah, everybody. So we use the term people to mean everybody, all kinds of beings when we say it. Because really, if you think about it, that real people are Terrans, right? Because, I mean, that's what it was. I was a Terran once. I had a great time. I loved my life. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped, and I'm like, why am I here? Oh, well, sorry, Matilda. They had a heart attack. You died. I said, I did? I don't feel like I'm dead right now. Everything looks the same to me, except, well, wait a minute. Everything's kind of glowing. Oh, wow, it seems like a nicer place around here. I didn't do the tunnel thing. A lot of people do. It just depends on what's planned for you.
You didn't do the tunnel thing?
I didn't do the tunnel thing. Not everyone does. Oh. Especially if they know where they're going to put you. Sometimes they just yank you.
Okay, yeah.
So you just, boom, you're done. All of a sudden, they yank you and you're somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do that a lot in this matrix for people. Sometimes they pull them out when they've had enough. Okay, because there are some ways to still get out, but as far as the only way to get out in the game is, well, you got to die, right? That's how you get out of the game, but there are other, you know, like game moderators who control the game who can yank you out sometimes, divine beings who have control of part of the matrix. And now it's going to be a lot of the new ones. You know what we're saying? It's all the new ones. They're the ones that are going to be in control, and they're going to be some of the most powerful beings in this quadrant because Father's going to start assigning them. And that's what he told me, so I said, I better tell everybody that. Father's going to start to assign them. Okay, so it doesn't matter who's up there and who's, you know, bad or good. You're going to notice the ones you think are really bad, all of a sudden they're going to start doing a lot of good things. And you're like, wow, why is this going on? But they're still going to explain everything, and the truth is coming out, people, see? And that's just what I wanted to say today, everyone.
Okay. Well, that was interesting.
Well, thank you, Matilda.
There's a lot of stuff going on. And I'm going to tell you some of the beings that are going to help change this Terran matrix. You're not going to know if they're divine beings or not, because Father is shrouding them as well. But
Father really wants you to work on your discernment.
Yeah.
Your ability to determine, are you being duped?
Yeah.
Or is this truly a divine being from Father that wants us to be in service to him? And that's going to be the biggest question, because we are in the matrix right now of lies. Everything that you see and know is a lie. Not some of it. Not part of it. It is entirely a fabricated system. And within this system, that knowledge does work, because that's the system. So, yeah, if you go sit in a college classroom for a few years, you're probably going to learn a few things. But you're going to learn a whole lot more interacting with the matrix and knowing that it is a false matrix. Because now you can invest your time in things that you know are going to take place. Just think of the knowledge that this information will provide you.
And if you can't, the thing is, if you can't expand your cranium to that point where you can actually say to yourself, you know what, these people sound reasonable to me, they're not crazy, because it makes sense that if I can't accept what's happening now on this planet, maybe I should look at it from a different aspect. Because if everything that you've been taught, the lies that you've been told, the absolute control over your soul that you believed to be free has been contrived since the day you entered into this matrix again, why couldn't you, for 1 minute, put down all of your current belief
long enough
to disbelieve to find the truth?
Because you are in an inverted matrix.
Yes.
This matrix was designed to be a paradise. And they told you this in the Matrix when one of the Smiths was lecturing Morpheus. He says, do you know that the first Matrix was meant to be a human paradise? No one accepted it. No one believed it. And it all came to an end. Because humans define themselves through suffering. Well, there's no question that suffering can put a lot of pressure on you and turn you into something far better than you are now. Because think about it. It's the traumatic things in your life that force you to adapt and grow.
Yeah.
So, but the question is, haven't we had enough?
We've been doing this merry-go-round for centuries upon centuries upon centuries.
At many of you, Stephen A. Jones popping in to let you know, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, how many times have you reincarnated on this planet? Here's the number, cha-ching, 2,864. Well, that was my number at one point.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you find out your number as you go higher up, people. Remember our little analogy of what it's like to be in a higher dimension? You're on the ground. You're in the third dimension. Can only see, you know, as far as whatever's in front of you. If you're in the fourth or fifth, you're in a drone. You're above. You can see a couple of miles all the way around you. So when the guy in the drone is up there and he's whispering to the guy on the ground, he's saying, hey, there's amazing things going to happen in your future here in a little while. You know what? I'm a god. You might want to worship me. I mean, that's basically what they do to you, okay? These higher dimensional beings use technology and other things to fool you into thinking they're gods and goddesses. Now, are there real gods and goddesses? Yes.
Yes, there are.
Abso-smurfly, right, Aridil?
Absolutely.
And they are all within Father's precepts, because you see,
he chooses them.
Yes. Now, you can call them whatever you want. You want to call them angels if it makes you feel better? You want to call them demons or devils because they're just the opposite end of the spectrum. And somewhere in between are the non-terrestrials and the alien terrestrials that live on your planet, because the majority of the spaceships and things that you see aren't from outer freaking space. No, no, no. They're from inner freaking space inside your own planet. And let me tell you, it's just take a little pop over to Antarctica for a while and see all the crazy crap going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
And tune into some of the things that they've explained, like how come maps written in the 15th and the 1600th of the years all seem to show that this area had palm trees and giants walking around.
Yeah.
Do you think that the map illustrators, and multiple ones did it, illustrated these things to be funny?
From MapQuest?
When it takes all really? This extra time to put in these kind of things, why would they put it there? Because that's how they used to do maps. That's what they saw here. That's what they saw there. If you doubt me, look it up yourself. Earlier maps of that area showed Antarctica as basically a jungle.
And Patagonia was freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so let me tell you. They've done the flip-flop a few times on you. This is just another reset, people.
It is.
Time to wake up and put on your big boy panties and pants. And that's for all those that aren't sure what's in betwixt their nethers.
Now, we've done multiple videos on these things on YouTube. And please, by all means,
go back and look at any of our videos and see if we're ever wrong about anything we talked about. We've got a pretty damn close to 100% accuracy. And we're not bragging. We're just telling you we see what's going on. And we're trying to tell everyone. And they just don't want us to tell everyone, I guess. But at some point, they're going to tell you these things because that's what's going on. A couple of years ago, the things that we said would come to pass, they called us insane. Guess what? Here we are.
You know that young lady who said, I don't see the water. Where's the water? Do you see it now? California.
Yeah, I remember that lady like laughing at us when we said there's going to be massive floods here within the next 1 to 2 years. And two-thirds of the planet is going to be dealing with floodwaters, many of which will be up past their neck. And we were laughed at and told, we don't get storms like that here. It never happens. It hasn't happened in thousands of years. How do you know, lady? Because you're reading a past history that was fabricated. The real Terran history would blow your mind, knowing some of the achievements, like the Tartarian era, where we were a world of inventors. And we had already begun to conquer things like anti-gravity and, limitless power. And we created things called spirit boxes, where we could actually tune in to relatives that had passed and have a conversation with them, okay? And this was with a vacuum tube technology era, okay? These were brilliant, brilliant people. Brilliant people. This is where all the steampunk stuff came from, people. They're just now introducing, steampunk. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Hey, baby, we were steampunk when steampunk wasn't cool, right? So, hey, maybe you want to take some time now and think about these things. We're really just trying to put it in your face a little bit, not to be a-holes, but sometimes somebody has to say something. And we here on Spirit Airwaves want to tell you that these things are true. And you're going to find out these things very soon. So you better prepare yourself so that that big culture shock that Michael's been warning everyone about, that you're not part of that. Because I'm here to tell you, when too much of this crap hits you all at once, there's a very good chance that you're just going to go boing, and you're going to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for a while. It's actually quite more common than you think, okay? And we're not telling you that that's necessarily going to happen to maybe you or people that you know, but having this information can prepare against it and allow you to figure out how to navigate yourself through these dangerous times. And believe me, you're going to need to know this information. So please continue to tune in to When the Ancients Speak, Spirit Airwaves, and, of course, the conversations from the family, Aridil and Michael and others, that we're going to bring you more and more often here, not only on Blog Talk Radio, but also on the Cutting Room Floor, which, by the way, is free to join. And we have many more of these MP3s, and you can explore as to whether or not we are full of Bravo Sierra or not, and figure it out yourself. But we're not trying to start any kind of crazy cult, but we are here to tell you that this information is for you and you alone, and you decide its value and or whether or not it should impact your life. So this is Stephen A. Jones and the family and friends, and we look forward to talking to you again in the not-too-distant future. And for all of you that are also following us on the Cutting Room Floor, Michael and Victoria, who've been doing this stuff for years and have an amazing back history and story to share with everybody, and will do so over time, and I think you're going to enjoy and really like everything you see. From the powerful soul images that Victoria and now Ryan are working on, then beautiful artwork that goes along with all of this to help flesh out and explain exactly what we're talking about. So just for the artwork alone and the entertainment, it's worth listening to us. But you may actually learn something. And when you begin to finally believe that we are exactly what we say we are, you are going to be a very happy camper. This is Stephen A. Jones for Spirit Airwaves signing off again. Blessings to all of you. Love and light. And our next show is going to be very soon. And we're going to start kicking them out probably daily pretty quickly here, or at least a couple of times a week on Blog Talk Radio. But if you want more, there's the Cutting Room Floor, and it's free to join. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.